My name is Aiden Hand. I'm 16 years old. Today is the 27th of November, and I'm speaking with my grandfather, Philip Hand, who is And we are in Rochester, New York. All right, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
To my teenage self? Mm-hmm. Work harder than anybody else. If you work harder than anybody else, you'll be the first one they hire back for a job. And do an honest day's work. I got a lot of other things I can advise, but that would be the main thing for any teenager, to become a well-respected worker, and you'll never go hungry.
Perfect. Are there any really positive moments or memories that you really think shaped you who you are today? And are there any negative memories or some or feelings that really kind of helped do the same?
Well, I've got lots of memories that have shaped me the way I am today. My mother, who was 33 years old when my father died and left her with five kids under the age of 11 and no great amount of income, the courage she had was a good example for all us kids. I worked in a meat market when I was a little kid, and the owner of the meat market and his meat cutter taught me what good discipline was, and what being responsible was. I learned I got a lot of good lessons there. I don't know any bad people that have ever influenced me in a bad way.
Of all the people you've really kind of lost in your life, who do you miss the most, and what do you miss the most about them?
Well, that's kind of a tough one, because my father died, I said, when I was 10. And the thing is, my memories of him are rather vague, but they were wonderful. This guy was a hero in our town. He was a Superman. Everybody loved him. He was the hardest working guy in the world. And through my whole life, growing up as a kid, I was told one great story after another about my father, about the wonderful things he did, how kind he was, how many people he helped. And that was a terrific influence for me. Just growing up knowing all these things. And as I said, the people I worked for in the meat market taught me a lot of good things. Stay on the right track and everything. Mm-hmm. I had some teachers who were marvelous teachers. I had an English teacher that really got me interested in writing, and she really encouraged me, and that's what I went into.
Hmm. Kind of going along with that, what can you say was of all the most important lessons you've learned, what do you think is the key thing the key lesson you learned in life that is really important to you?
Well, the lesson I think that is most important to me is to be nice to people, to be a good person, be kind, be considerate, be generous. Those are, to me, the key things that anybody should know. Concerned about other people, fairness to other people. To me, that's really what makes things go good. I got a whole bunch of life lessons that I learned from people who went out of their way to take care of other people, treat other people right, no discrimination, no prejudice, give everybody a fair chance. And when I saw that and saw what a nice effect it had, I decided that's what I'd be the same way. I've tried to be that way. I didn't always make it, but tried to be that way.
All right, what are you proudest of, both personally and professionally, in your life?
Personally, I am proud of my wife and my kids. I've got five of the greatest kids in the whole world, 14 of the greatest grandkids in the whole world. But personally, that's what I'm proudest of. Professionally, like I said, I was a newspaper man. I spent 36 years trying to tell people what they needed to know, get information out to people, do investigative stuff, showing them bad things, clearing them up, and helping to turn things around. So professionally, I think it was providing news and information to the public.
What are you most grateful for?
Oh, no question about it, my family. You know, that's the only answer you got there. I like a lot of other things I am grateful for. I love music, learned to play it a little bit. Had enough talent, the way they call it, to write some songs and that sort of thing. But most grateful is clearly my family.
Mm-hmm. How has your life been different than what you imagined it being when you were a little kid? Like, when you were a kid or a teenager, how different was your life now than what you expected it to be during that time?
Well, I'm not sure because I wasn't sure when I was a teenager what my life was going to be. I know I wanted it to be a happy one. I wanted it to be a full one. I knew I wanted to have a family. And I knew I wanted to write. And so I've had every single thing I could ever want. Everything I ever hoped for, I've had. So I have absolutely no complaints of any kind. I'm just everything. I enjoy things. If you enjoy everything you possibly can, you got a full day. You know, sitting around feeling lousy or not liking this or not like, there aren't many things I don't like. So I have a good time all the time.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and more or less what you were like as a kid?
Yeah, as I said, my father died when I was 10 years old. And I had three brothers and a sister, most of them younger than me. And we had kind of a struggle. We had no real great income. My mother went to work very, very early. My brothers and I all went to work. But we lived in a small town, and everybody in the town was wonderful to us. It was, I mean, we had no real hardships. I never one day in my life felt poor. We didn't have a car. We didn't have a lot of things. But we never felt poor because most of the other people around us didn't have much any either. And my mother was so well respected by everybody in town that we enjoyed a very good reputation. And so I had an absolutely wonderful childhood. You know, I would much rather my father had lived, but we didn't consider it hardships not to have a lot of things. You know, we didn't have any new fancy things, but we got the things we needed, and had a very, very happy.
Can you tell me about your grandparents and your great-grandparents?
Okay, my grandfather on my mother's side was a Welshman, the only Welshman in the whole family of Irish. And he was a railroader. My grandfather on my father's side had a Savile and gravel and sand bank company, and they made cinder blocks. He was from Ireland. Everybody else in the family were from Ireland, and my father worked for him up until the end of the Second World War, and then he went on the railroad. But we had a lot of relatives. We all enjoyed parties very much, and all good people. I mean, we didn't have any black sheep in the family at all. We were just good, hard-working people, railroaders, miners. A lot of miners, coal miners out of Scranton, a lot of railroaders, and they were a good bunch. Great grandparents I did not know very well because they were in Ireland, and so. But going back to my grandparents, we had a ball. We everybody in our family loved to party, and we had some good ones.
All right, what was your life in the Army like? Like, what did you do on a daily basis? What really was your job in the Army?
My job in the Army, after basic training, they made me what they call a combat photographer. I was a motion picture photographer, and I ended up spending most of my career down in White Sands, New Mexico, taking movies of missile shoots. They were experimenting with Nike and Sargent missiles and stuff out on the desert in White Sands. And my job would be to use a camera and film the shoots. We also shot some propaganda films, recruitment films for the Army. But most of my time was just taken up with the missile shoots. I never saw any combat. The Korean War had just gotten over, and we were pretty bored. I was not a military guy. I was happy to get out of the Army when I got out, but it was a great experience. I mean, made some great friends. And like I say, the photography thing was a big plus for me. And the biggest thing about the Army is I qualified for the GI Bill. That allowed me to go to college. Otherwise, I might have had a tough time going to college. So I've got no regrets. The Army was better to me than I was to the Army. Because militarily, we didn't get along. I didn't like to be yelled at and screamed at. And, you know, that's what some of them have to do to you, I guess. But
yeah.
I appreciate everything I got out of the Army, though.
Kind of going along with that, what was basic training like? Was it all like the thing you see in movies with like the drill sergeant and boot camp?
It's all of that. When you go in to basic training, you have no rights. They try to tear your personality down to basically have you saying yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, and doing what they want. And when you have a whole bunch of guys you're trying to deal with, control, you kind of have to do that. Everybody can't be running off in his own direction with his own opinion about this and his own idea of what he's going to do and everything. You have to get everybody thinking one way. The problem is it's tough when you're an 18-year-old kid and you're trying very hard to do what's right and some guy gets in your face and starts screaming and swearing at you and calling you every name in the book. I never understood that. I don't think it worked very well, but it was one of the things to just get everybody in the same frame of mind. And that always bothered me. Once you got out of basic and got into a job somewhere, all that eased up. And when I was at White Sands, it was very enjoyable down there. But there were still a few of these guys that just had to... You give some guys a stripe, and they think they own the world. They might not know anything, they may not be able to do anything, but you put that stripe on them and they get power happy. And there are always going to be a few of those in the military. Fortunately, I met a lot of other really good career people in the military. So it's a mixed bag.
That's good. One more question about the Army. Is there anything that you really regret about the Army? Is there anything that you think was a mistake? Or did you just get a completely positive experience out of it?
I don't think it was... I don't ever regret going in. I mean, I got drafted, or I volunteered for the draft because I knew they were going to draft me. I don't regret the experience at all. I don't know that it taught me a whole lot. Because before I went in, I'd already been in kind of an adult environment, working in a meat market up since I was a little kid, working construction with other adults. So it wasn't like a growing up process for me. But I'm glad I got the experience, got through it, but I would not want one of my kids to be military. In fact, my son Matt wanted to go in the Marines. And I tried to tell him, no, it's not what you think it is and everything. But he went to the recruiting office, but he'd had a thumb injury when he was a little kid, and they wouldn't take him. Well, it was the best thing that ever happened to him. He went on to be a doctor and doing wonderful, wonderful things. Some people maybe are cut out for military, and I don't question that. But I wasn't one of them.
All right.